In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day. It's Father Tom, and I'm with Father Martin. And I'm asking the question, has God rejected the Jewish people? Has God rejected the Jewish people? Is there replacement theology that the church now is the new Israel? Talk about that, Father Martin.
I'm really impressed by the teaching of our brother and friend from France. He's a Jew, and he met Jesus Christ, and he became Catholic. His name is Father Etienne, who is a professor at the Gregoriana University, and he just gave us a talk on the Messianic Jews, and he also shared his testimony how God really worked in his life, showing him his real face and his mercy. And what's really interesting that he was always attracted to Jesus Christ. He really loved to listen about him. Even in his family, Jesus wasn't known, and somehow he really found faith through the Cardinal Lustiger, who was also a Jewish man. He was born in Poland, and then he became a priest and a bishop. And you know, it's really interesting how he found out that really we are not in the place of the Jewish nation. We are grafted into the root of Israel. We are not in replacing anybody. There is a very interesting verse in Romans 11, it's a verse 17, who tells us that Jewish people, they were, let me just look at this verse. There are the branch that was broken off, but this word broken off doesn't mean separated. If you take the Greek version of the Romans letter, you see that this very word doesn't mean that they were cut off the branch. They were just broken, and they still belong to Jesus. You know, they still belong to the root, and they are still the elected nation. There's nothing that can separate them from God, and that's all, you know, very interesting in the scripture that we can share it now. We can talk about that now. It's never been the Catholic belief that Jewish people were rejected and they are separated from God.
St. Paul said he was going to preach and do miracles so that the Jewish people would get jealous. You know, jealousy is how Paul spoke about getting Jewish people to believe in Jesus. And I'm going to tell you, we've been on radio yesterday, marked the 34th year of being on radio. And I hope I get people jealous to follow Jesus, because he's wonderful. Because he's wonderful. I asked then, has God rejected his people? And St. Paul said, by no means. I myself am an Israelite. Remember that the gospel is to the Jew first, and then to the pagan. Oh, yeah, and we see that even in the infancy narratives. The gospel was to the shepherds first, the Jew first, and then also to the pagans, the three kings. Oh, yes, God makes sure that the word of God is coming true, not only at the end, but at the beginning. Jesus Christ became known to the shepherds who were Jewish first, and then to the three wise men who were Gentiles. It is very important that we know this, that the gospel is to the Jew first, and then to the Gentile.
You know, in the history of our nation, so it's really important to accept this this priority of the Jewish nation. I came from Poland, and it's you know, when we had a conference on the Messianic Jews and how the Jewish people still it's rooted in the in God and His covenant. There were many people who really felt this pain and also unforgiveness for the Jews. That's really interesting that we have to accept it with forgiveness. It comes with forgiveness, especially in Poland, where, you know, there were a lot of problems between Polish nation and the Polish Jews. They were it was always kind of jealousy and unforgiveness. Now we come together, and it's interesting how people accept this, that we are really rooted in the same in the same merciful love of the Father, and it really comes, I believe, through forgiveness and reconciliation, because there is no other way to accept its truth, that we are only grafted in the branch that was already established in the Old Testament. And I believe that we all need this purification, and we all need this process of forgiveness, especially in the eastern countries of Europe, where people lived together and they had a lot of jealousy and a lot of hatred. And now we can really you know, come together to Christ and together confess our sin of unforgiveness.
I'm going to make my people jealous, St. Paul says, so that they might come to know and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, this is the time of the Gentiles, but there will be a time when it will be the time of the Jews. You know, time of the Gentiles means that a few Jewish people come to receive Christ as Lord and Savior. But the time of the Jews will mean a few Gentiles will come to receive Jesus as Lord and Savior. This is God's word. This is God's word. It says, I myself am an Israelite, a descendant from Abraham, a member of the tribe of Benjamin. You know, Benjamin was the least tribe of Israel, but it was the least that went into the Holy Land. God has not rejected his people whom he foreknew. Do you not know that the scripture says of Elijah, how he pleads with God against Israel? Lord, they have killed your prophets, they have demolished your altars, I alone am left, and they are seeking my life. But what is the divine reply to him? I have kept for myself 7,000 who have not bowed the knee to Baal. So too, at a present time, there is a remnant chosen by grace, a remnant. Oh, yes. I'm glad I'm on radio for 34 years because I know Jewish people listen to me. I know that. I know that. That Jewish people listen to me, and maybe one of them will become a Christian, a Messianic Jew. This is interesting, you know, that the Word of God goes out every single day in Boston and St. Louis and many other places in Arizona, in Washington, D.C., and maybe a Jewish people is listening, a Jewish person is listening today, and it's a holiday in Massachusetts, that Jesus Christ is Lord and that he loves the Jewish people. He's Jewish. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph were a Jewish family. They were not Roman Catholic. They were a Jewish family. And I tell you, it's important for the Christians to know our roots in Judaism.
Well, the only reason why they were chosen is because they were the smallest of all countries, smallest of all the nations. And I believe that's the secret of God's love, that He's always choosing the smallest one. He's always choosing the Benjamin, the somebody who is really no one. And I believe that God is still looking at us in the same way. And whenever we say that we are somebody, you know, He will really tell us, no, that's not the reason why you chosen. That's not the reason why you with me. But the only reason is you have to be really on your knees. You have to be really really poor and broken in order to receive my grace and receive my mercy. That's what happened to Israel. They were the smallest one, and that's why they elected. That's why kings and priests and prophets. That's why we need to really bow down before the Lord and say, Lord, now we want to be the smallest one. We want to be the broken ones that really need you, that really ask for your grace every day, every single day. That's why we if it's any replacement theory and theology, that's only that one, that we need to be like the smallest nation in the world in order to be great, in order to be with Him, in order to be really graced by Him.
Our brokenness draws Jesus to us. Our brokenness draws Jesus to us. You know, who is Father Tom DiLorenzo? He's a nobody. But yet he's on the radio almost through the country. You know why? I have no idea. It's not because I was great. There's nothing great about me. It's because I was poor and broken and needy. And God chose me to do this. I believe that. I believe God chose me. I knew as a deacon that I would be on radio. I didn't know how, but I knew that. I knew it wasn't going to be television. It was going to be radio. And you know what? God fulfilled the longing of my desire. We've been on 34 years on WEZE and 33 years on WROL. I tell you, God says, when you are the weakest, you are the strongest. Why? Because we can depend upon the strength of the cross, burial, and resurrection.
That's right, Father. I remember you told me once a story about the priest that was on the radio at the time when you started, and you were listening to him, and he wasn't that good. You know, he probably was just doing the best he could. But you said, you know, if he's there, maybe I could preach and I could teach and I could, you know, talk to people also. And that's what really that's the kind of the holy jealousy that we can really see in us, this gift of God that sometimes comes through other people, and we'll see that we can do the same thing, and we can really be in a position that we would never imagine before, and we would talk to people we never spoke before, and maybe that's how God works in our lives, that He's showing us that's you know, everything is possible for Him, especially for those you know, needy people who are still in this position of brokenness. And I don't know if you want to you know, remind us the beginning of the radio program and what happened at the first time that you took the microphone.
It's very interesting because I knew the radio program was going to be an Andrew experience. I didn't know what to call the radio program, but I knew it had to do with Andrew, because Andrew brought the little boy to Jesus in his lunch. Andrew brought the Jews to Jesus. the Greeks to Jesus, and Andrew brought Peter to Jesus, his brother. And I knew that it had to do with Andrew because I wanted to bring people to the Lord Jesus Christ beyond the parish that I was in. My parish took first and primary work, but I kept on preaching the Word of God every day by the power of grace. Well, anyway, one day, this young man that I brought my tape recorder from to do radio, he said, "Why don't you call it In Season and Out of Season?" I said, "That's beautiful. I love that." And I said, "You're Andrew." His name was Andrew. That's how it started. His name was Andrew. And he just died last year. But you know what? I knew it had to do with Andrew. But God just shows up and does things that we cannot do. God does that to the broken and the needy and the poor. It's not the ones that have it all together, honest. It's the ones that know they are in absolute need of the living God. If I don't know anything else, I know that I'm in absolute need of the Lord Jesus Christ. I can do nothing on my own other than make mistakes and sin. But you know what? God is with me. God is for me. And I tell people that God is with you. And God is for you. And Jesus gave his life for you. That he was buried for you. That he rose again from the dead for you. He has a plan for your life. Do you know that today? He has a plan for your life. Even as he has a plan for the Jewish people. And because the Jewish people, God's not finished with them, we will see, by the grace of God, God saving all of Israel. That's what the Bible says.
You know, the best example that he can do whatever he wants, and he sends us really to the nations. It's my life. When I came here in 2001, I couldn't even understand English, and I was with Father Tom for a couple of months at the first time, and I thought I would never preach in English, and it's interesting. It's very funny what God is doing with us. It's like that's what he uses, really, our impossibility. He's using our nothing, and he's doing something with this. And probably that's the proof of his greatness and his love for us, that he can use whatever he wants. And I experienced that in my life because in those years I was coming here many times, and always, and I come here and I feel like it's the beginning of my call to be Andrew. That's the beginning of my vocation. Like I when I came here first time, I was a priest already, 2 years of priesthood, and that never changed. But still, I didn't know the Holy Spirit. I was really, I knew the charismatic prayer, and I was in a charismatic prayer group, but I would never know that God can do so much. I would never imagine he can really use me. I wouldn't believe that. I would say, no, it's not me. It's probably for somebody else. I would never do it. I would never preach. I would never pray for the sick. I would never pray for the oppressed. And now God is doing all this stuff in my life. And it's every day work of the Holy Spirit. And that's how he calls Andrews today. And maybe you are another Andrew. Maybe God is telling you, you are the smallest one, but the only one I have. Maybe you are the only one I can send today. So just open your heart. Don't think I'm too small. Don't think I'm too broken. You know, it's not true. It's not true. I'm a proof that God is doing whatever he wants and whenever he wants.
Amen. And in me too. You know, I think that there are other people that the Lord asked to go on radio, and they never did it. People say, well, you're looking to have a name for yourself. I have no name for myself. I'm looking to have a name for Jesus. I remember in St. Louis, I had been in there for maybe 12, 15 years preaching the Word of God. And I got a call from the new general manager, he says, you're going to be off the radio starting in a couple of weeks because I'm looking for names. And I said to him, you know what, sir? I don't have a name, but I have a name called Jesus. You're planting stones, and stones won't grow. And I said, you know what? Just yesterday, I received a call from St. Louis at 3 o'clock in the morning. It was a poor, broken person who knew that he could talk to me and that he didn't need to commit suicide. I said, you're responsible to all these poor little people because you wanted to make a name for yourself. Well, I don't want to make a name for myself. I want to make a name for Jesus Christ. And you know, that day, I'll never forget it. After I finished talking to this guy, I put my head on the telephone. It was in a dark room. And I said, Lord, if I have pleased you on radio in St. Louis, send me $10,000 now. I didn't tell anybody this, only God. And on Holy Saturday, my mother came to Peabody, and I was going to be the celebrant on Holy Saturday, and I'll never forget it. She says, somebody from St. Louis sent you a lot of money. I don't know whether it was $1,000 or $10,000. It was $10,000. Nobody knew that but God Almighty. Nobody knew that but the Lord Jesus Christ. Nobody knew that but the Holy Spirit. And you know what? That man continues to bless us every year. I hope he's going to do it this year too. But it's just the broken that God calls, needy and poor. Psalm 40, I waited and waited for the Lord, and he heard my voice, and he put my feet on a rock. He took me out of the miry clay and put my feet on a rock, and he put a new song in my mouth. That's my life. Psalm 40, I am poor and needy. And yes, are you poor and needy today? He is worthy to be trusted. I don't care if you've been following Jesus for 90 years. There's something that he requires of us all, that we trust in him in the midst of what we're going through. Are you trusting in Jesus today? Are you trusting that it's going to work out all right? Somebody says to me, how do you know it's going to work out all right? The Bible says, to those who love God and are called to his purpose, all things work together for the good.
You know, there's always a new beginning, and we start all over again, and there are new miracles. And yesterday we just heard the gospel about Cana, and St. John. He recalled this miracle because there was a new beginning of the miracles that Jesus did, and the new beginning is every day. New beginning is every day. It's never over. It's never finished. And God is doing new things today. So we're going to pray for you now that you can really experience the new beginning in your life, that you are really called to be a holy nation, to be a holy prophet and a holy priest and holy king in Jesus' name. By your baptism, by your anointing of the Holy Spirit, you are a new person in Christ. And we're going to pray that you will receive this anointing to preach, anointing to heal, anointing to deliver from demons, that you can really bring the gospel even to the Jews and to the pagans, and you can experience that in your life. Well, the same thing that we're experiencing here on the radio, that you can experience in your own life. So we're gonna pray for the special anointing for the Andrew that will come, the new Andrew, the new apostle. It's probably you that listening to this broadcast, and you can feel it now that God is telling your name. It's not Father Tom, it's not Father Martin, it's your name today. He's telling you that's you. It's all about my Holy Spirit working in your life. So accept this. Accept and receive this anointing today.
Father, in the name of Jesus, let the anointing of God fall on your people. Let them know, not know about, let them know the Lord Jesus Christ. Let them know the power of the Holy Spirit. Let them know not only let them know about, but let them know Jesus. You know, the scripture says, Adam knew Eve, and in 9 months they gave it a name. That's the kind of knowledge we need, experiential knowledge. So, Lord, give experiential knowledge to your people, especially to those that are most broken, especially to those that are even suicidal. Let them know that you have a word for them, and that word is life, 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 life. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. What I want you to do today is to read the 11th chapter of the book of Romans. It's all about God not forsaking his people. And you know what? He's not forsaking you either. Maybe you're discouraged because your prayer wasn't answered. I'm telling you, God is for you. And if God is for you, who can be against you? God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.